It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Alternative proteins have been getting a lot of attention lately, including plant-based and cell-grown meat and dairy alternatives. However, the success of these alternatives doesn't necessarily come at the expense of animal agriculture. Food futurist Jack Bobo supports the idea of moderating meat consumption, but says there's enough global demand coming for everyone to benefit.
You know, I see this as an opportunity to increase global trade. You know, by 2050, we need between 50 and 100% more protein. You know, some of that's going to come from alternatives, whether that's plant-based or cell-based or other things, but a lot of it's going to come from animal protein. So we're not talking about a shrinking pie and people are competing over less and less. The question is just how much growth will there be? And will some of that be taken by plant-based, cell-based, or the livestock industry? So it is a growing pie. And so producers should not be fearful of it, but it is important that trade is easy so that the products produced here in the United States can reach the places that need it overseas. You know, I'm thinking that we do need to shift diets, we do need to produce, but there are many places who would benefit from access to what we produce here.
Bobo recently released a new book titled Why Smart People Make Bad Food Choices. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.